Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lions.
No.
All right, Aggie.
Daddy, I do think you could have let me know that you were going on your holidays 2 weeks earlier.
Well, I didn't know about it myself until this morning. I don't own the television studios, you know.
But I've already arranged everything with my newspaper. I'm not sure I can switch the date now.
Well, try, darling. How about you, Richard?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not going anyway.
Why not?
Ma, the company won't let me go away twice.
What do you mean?
Phoebe, the boy's going on his honeymoon in July. He can have a pleasure trip as well.
You are silly.
Daddy, you better telephone Naples and tell the hotel you're coming 2 weeks earlier.
I'm ahead of you. I've got to call in for them now.
I'm very sorry, but of no accommodation.
Aggie, why didn't you tell me you talked to them?
You didn't ask me.
Oh, great. Well, where are we going now?
Well, how about Madeira? I hear it's a wonderful place for a holiday.
Well, that's pretty far away, son.
I don't like long journeys. Aggie, can you think of a place we can go without traveling? Wait a minute, that didn't make sense.
Well, look who said it.
You know, we ought to write down all the funny things Ma has said and put them in a scrapbook.
I don't think they make scrapbooks that large. But we could put in a few of her real gems. Bibi, what do you think was the silliest thing you ever said?
I do.
Oh, Daddy, you walked right into that one.
And you'll all be walking to your holidays if you don't decide where you're going pretty soon.
She's not kidding. The overseas airlines are pretty booked up this time of year.
Well, who says we have to go overseas? What's wrong with spending our holiday in this country?
Oh, yes, I'd love that.
So would I. There's so many lovely places we've never seen.
How about glorious Devon?
Yes, and there's some beautiful places in Wales. I think Aggie wants to say something.
I do. You've not even mentioned the most beautiful country of them all. Scotland, the home of the brave.
Why do they call it the home of the brave?
Have you ever sat on a thistle?
Go on, Aggie, I'm listening. Where do you think we should go?
Well, last summer, my cousin Jeannie stayed at a lovely wee hotel called Briar Lodge by Loch Lomond. She said the scenery was beautiful, the food was wonderful, and she had a marvelous time boating and fishing.
Well, it's probably all booked up by now.
Oh, no, not at this time of year. Besides, they're very particular who they take in.
Well, that lets us out.
Don't be daft. Mr. Lyon, you'd be able to have a fine, relaxing time there, far away from the cares of the city.
Sounds wonderful. You know, for real peace of mind, you can't beat the simple life.
Ah, as Rabbi Barron said, contented we little and canty we mair, when e'er I forgather with sorrow and care, I gie them a scalp as they're creeping along, with a cog of good swats and an old Scottish sign.
Why, Aggie, I didn't know you could speak Italian.
Italian, Emma.
Now, don't bristle your thistle.
Well, I vote we go to Loch Lomond. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good, I'm sure you won't regret it. Mrs. Lyon, you should feel very much at home with the Scottish folk. After all, your father was a McNeil.
That's right, Aggie. As they say in the mountains, I've got a touch of the garlic.
Well, eat a peppermint.
I'm very fond of my Scottish blood. Maybe I'll meet some of my father's relatives up there.
Aye, I dinna do if you go there.
I knew I should have worn my raincoat.
Now settle down, you two.
Mr. Lyon, are you going to Scotland by plane?
We may as well.
Oh, no, Ben, please. We always go every place by plane. This time, let's fly some other way.
Does that mean you'd like to go by... Does that mean you'd like to go by train?
Oh, yes. You should have mentioned that first. I didn't know they had trains that fly.
Of course. Haven't you ever heard of the Flying Scotsman?
Oh, good thinking, Daddy. Well, we'll fly up in that.
Barbara, do you mean to say that your editor won't let you fly to Scotland?
I'm afraid not.
What excuse did he give?
It was very flattering.
Well, force yourself to tell us.
All right, if you insist. He said the newspaper needs people with brains and initiative like me.
Oh, come now, girl. If they had brains and initiative, they wouldn't be like you.
Richard, you may joke someday. But I'm very proud he feels that way about me.
Oh, Peepity, where are you?
In the living room, Florrie.
Hello, darlings.
Oh, hiya, Florrie.
Oh, Florrie, I'm so glad you could come over today.
Well, I was going to make an appointment at the beauty parlor, but I decided to give my face the day off.
Good for you. You're just in time for tea.
Oh, lovely. Where's Egghead?
If you mean Pop, he hasn't come home from the office yet.
No, you can have his cup.
Have a chocolate biscuit, Aunt Florrie. They really hit the spot.
No, thanks. With me, they missed the spot and hit the hips.
Here's your tea.
Thank you, dear. Oh, I just saw Mrs. Vandermeer. Did you know she and her husband are going away on separate holidays?
Yes, I think it's dreadful.
So do I. She said it's a modern thing to do.
Well, if you ask me, when a husband and wife go on separate holidays, somebody's tired of somebody.
Yes, I agree. However, there's a lot of it going on. I read an article in the paper last week that said a great number of husbands prefer going away on their own, but they can't pluck up enough courage to tell their wives.
Mr. Kramer's one of them. He's always dropping his wife hints.
Yes, he tries something different every year.
Really?
Sure, he even talks about it on the golf course. Do you know what he pulled on her this year? The old pal's reunion gag.
What's that?
Barbara, where have you been? It's the oldest routine in the world. It goes like this. Sweetheart, my old buddies are having a reunion. And if I go away with you, I'll miss it.
I can't understand why Mrs. Kramer hasn't more pride. How could she let a man humiliate her like that? What do you think, Richard?
I think I'd better get out of here.
Coward.
No, I have to pick Angela up in 10 minutes. I'll see you all later.
All right, dear. I can't get over Mr. Kramer.
Neither can I. He treats that poor woman as if she were a bag of old laundry. Mind you, she could go to the hairdressers a little more often.
Hey, that reminds me. I'm due there in 10 minutes.
Well, Barbara, on second thoughts, I think I'll run along with you. I really should have a facial.
All right.
Oh, hello, girls.
Hello, dear.
Hello, stupor man.
Well, if it isn't old Ironsides.
Aunt Florrie, I think you better telephone for an appointment.
Oh, no, I'll take a chance. Perhaps Mr. Louis can squeeze me in somewhere. Ben Lyon, now don't you dare.
I didn't say a thing, Florigans. Where are you two going?
To the beauty parlor. But Aunt Florrie hasn't got an appointment.
Florrie, I don't know why you want a facial. Your skin is like a baby's.
Like a baby's what?
You know, one of these days, I'm going to sneak up behind you and pour hot glue into your ear trumpet.
Aunt Florrie, we'll be late if we don't hurry.
All right, dear.
Goodbye, Florrie.
Goodbye, Bebe and Ben.
Goodbye, Florrie and Florrie.
Darling, did you know Mr. and Mrs. Vandermeer are taking separate holidays?
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Silly thing. I'm afraid your tea's cold. I'll get you some more.
No, I'll have it in the kitchen. Hey, Bebe, guess who will be flying into town next week?
Commander Alan Shepard.
Well, that's pretty close. No, a bunch of the fellas from the 8th Air Force Command. Gene Raymond, Tex McCrary, Jimmy Parton, Colonel Mason, and all the old gang.
I'll bet you're anxious to see them.
Well, naturally, but I'll be in Scotland with you when they're having their reunion.
Reunion? And, you'd like to be there?
Of course, but I can't be in two places at once, honey. Well, I'm going to get my tea.
Wait a minute, Ben. I'm not Mrs. Kramer, you know.
Huh?
Don't think you can treat me like a bag of old laundry.
What was that?
You know good and well what was that. Why don't you say it? You're happier with me when we're apart, aren't you?
Now, what kind of a ridiculous question is that?
Well, think about it. Put yourself in Mrs. Kramer's place. Even if she doesn't go to the hairdressers, what that got to do with it?
Look, let's continue this after I have my tea, huh?
We'll continue this no place. Furthermore, I'm going to like the idea of separate holidays.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I suppose you don't think I could get along on my own.
Are you trying to tell me you want to go away on a separate holiday?
I suppose you think I couldn't do it.
Look, you even get lost on the way to our bedroom.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes. You know, good and well, you can't go anywhere alone.
What about the time I visited my aunt? Did I or did I not drive to the airport, go through customs, get on the plane, and arrive at my destination all by myself?
I suppose the fact that your aunt lives in America and you went to Norway doesn't matter.
That is a detail. I'll show you I can take a holiday alone.
Okay, go ahead if you want to. Now, I'm going to have my tea.
Furthermore, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have lots of fun.
Angela, it's a shame we can't go on holiday with the folks.
I bet they're going to miss you.
Oh, sure, but they like being together. They've always got so much to talk about.
Yes, it's really funny. When Daddy comes home from work, to hear them talk, you think he'd been away a year.
I don't want to be nosy, but who are you talking about?
A couple of people we're very fond of.
Hello, Skeeter, my boy. Are you guarding the house? Well, this is a nice surprise. Hello, Angela, dear.
Hello, Papa Ben.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Hi, Daddy.
Is tea ready?
Not yet.
Then I'm going in the kitchen to make myself a sandwich.
Daddy, you didn't say hello to Mother.
Hello, Bibi.
Hello, Ben. Well, aren't they a couple of chatterboxes?
Hmm. Ma, what's the matter with you two?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, I'm going to get Daddy and make him talk to you.
Barbara, you're wasting your time. Everything your father says to me goes in one ear and out of.
Out of what?
How should I know? I don't listen.
Mrs. Lyon, I brought your suitcases down.
Thank you, Aggie.
Don't tell me you're going to stop packing tonight.
No, I'm already packed. I'm leaving for Scotland tonight.
I thought Daddy had to work tomorrow.
Oh, he isn't going with me.
What?
He's not?
Why?
No. The 8th Air Force are having a big reunion. Apparently your father prefers their company to mine.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I can't believe he really meant it. I think he's just teasing you.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Well, I'd like to believe that, but I'm afraid it won't happen. Not that I really care. It'll be a new experience for me. I'll probably have a wonderful time.
Hello.
Hello, Florrie.
Phoebe, dear, I got my car outside and there's plenty of room for your luggage in the boot.
Thank you, Florrie.
Well, Florrie, I didn't know you were going to Scotland.
Oh, I'm not, dear. Jonathan's attending a business conference in Manchester. I'm driving up to meet him.
Then what's happening to Mother?
Oh, don't worry. I'm putting her on the train in Manchester and the guard will tell her where to get off.
Oh, I made some sandwiches. Anybody want one?
No, thank you.
Am I wrong or do I feel some tension in this room?
What makes you think that?
I was under the impression you all gave me a dirty look, but perhaps it's just my imagination.
Our looks weren't dirty, but I don't know about your imagination.
Florrie, pull your tongue in before somebody steps on it. Hey, what are those suitcases doing here?
They're not doing anything. They're just lying there.
And they won't be there much longer.
No, they're going to Scotland with Ma.
Phoebe, are you leaving tonight?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for telling me.
I don't see why you should be interested.
All right, if that's how you feel. I'm not interested.
Mother, why don't you stop his allowance?
I would. I would, Barbara, but I'm not talking to him.
That suits me because I'm not listening.
That's fine with me. And the next time I speak to you, don't bother to listen because I won't be talking.
Good.
Furthermore, when I say nothing, don't answer.
Now, break it up, kids. No mass meetings allowed.
Come on, BB Dad, it's time we were leaving.
I'll take your cases out to the car, Ma.
Here's your other bag, Mrs. Lyon.
Thank you, Aggie.
And don't forget, if you want the best service, tell them your father was a McNeil.
I will. Well, goodbye, Aggie. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye,
Mother.
Goodbye, Skeeter, darling. Goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye, BB.
Come on, Florrie.
I never thought your mother would do a thing like this to me.
To you? You're the one.
Yes, how do you expect her to feel when you want to spend your holiday with the 8th Air Force?
Who said a crazy thing like that?
Mother did.
Well, there's your answer.
You mean you didn't want her to go to Scotland alone?
Of course not. I thought she was trying to get rid of me.
Oh, no.
I'm so happy. Oh, so am I. Daddy, what are we going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Tomorrow we're all going to fly up there and give her a big surprise.
Oh, that's lying.
I'm so happy I'll even pay for my own ticket.
Well, this is it, Phoebe. Briar Lodge, and there's Loch Lomond.
Oh, yes. It's very lovely.
Simply breathtaking.
Flora, you'll never know how I appreciate your coming with me.
I wouldn't have dreamt of letting you come alone.
Well, Mr. Smith wasn't very pleased. He's terribly jealous of you.
I know. He can't bear to let me out of his sight. Isn't it wonderful?
I wouldn't know.
Come along. Let's go inside.
Oh.
Oh, what a sweet hotel.
Yes, it's very nice. He's terribly handsome, isn't he, Flora?
Who, dear?
Ben.
Yes, in a repulsive sort of way. Oh, there's the reception desk. We'd better book our rooms.
I'll do it. You're my guest.
Now, don't be silly, dear.
Pardon me, young man.
Yes, madam?
I'd like to reserve 2 single rooms, one for me and one for my friend.
But how long, madam?
Oh, we've been friends for years.
No, he means how long are we staying? A fortnight. Have you 2 rooms with a connecting door?
I don't know if we've 2 singles.
Would you have a double?
Oh, that's very kind of you.
She means a double room.
Oh, I see. Well, I could let you have an inside room in the annex.
Hmm.
I wonder if I have any relatives around here we could stay with.
Well, I shouldn't think so, madam. We have no foreigners living in these parts.
Foreigners? Young man, if my grandfather were alive, he'd turn in his grave.
I beg your pardon.
This lady happens to be the daughter of a McNeil.
Oh, I'm sorry, madam. I didn't know you were one of us.
Aye. My father was Melville Daniel McNeil.
It's a fine old Scots name. Just a moment, I'll get the manager. I'm sure he'll be able to find you better accommodation, Miss McNeil.
Maybe it worked like a charm.
Yes, Aggie was right.
Ah, good morning, Miss McNeil.
And a bunny wee morning to you, too.
I'm Mr. Hamilton, the hotel manager. And may I say I'm happy to have a McNeil under my roof.
Thank you. Oh, this is Mrs. Wainwright, my bunny wee friend.
How do you do?
How do you do? Tell me, Miss McNeil, what part of the country do your people come from?
From the islands.
Oh, they came from the Shetlands.
No, they came from people.
Darling, he means the islands. Her family originally came from Barra.
Ah, a real McNeil. Well, you shall have the two best rooms in the hotel. Mac?
Yes, Mr. Hamilton? I'd like these ladies to have number 14 and 60. Very well, sir. Miss McNeil, I'm sorry I didn't know you were one of us at the start.
Well, I didn't want to show off. Or I'd have worn my sassenach.
Very funny. Would you ladies care for a wee drop of something?
No, thank you. If you have something to do, please don't stand on ceremony for us.
No, sit down and smoke your sporran.
Oh, she's a wee tickler.
Here's your keys, madam.
Thank you.
And if there's anything you want, ladies, please don't hesitate to let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton. Meeting you has been a great pleasure.
Come along, Florrie. I'll be right there. Mr. Hamilton, if there are any messages for Mrs. Wainwright or Mrs. Ben Lyon, will you please put them through to our room?
Certainly. Wait a moment. I thought the lady's name was McNeil.
Yes, it is. But you see, I've been married before. So some of my friends know me as Mrs. Wainwright, and some know me as Mrs. Lyon.
I trust you're a natural widow.
Oh. Yes, indeed. Well, I run along upstairs. Phoebe, aren't they lovely rooms?
Yes, and isn't it wonderful that I got number 14?
Why, dear?
Well, the 14th of June was my wedding day. It was such a beautiful day, Florrie. The sun was shining. Not a cloud in the sky.
Well, at least you have some good weather to look back on. Now, just come and see the beautiful view of the lake from this window.
Ben took me on the lake in a canoe once, and it capsized, and he rescued me.
Really? I didn't even know he could swim.
How do you think he got that wonderful figure?
Well, he couldn't have swallowed all that water.
You know you don't mean that.
No. But I wish you'd stop talking about him. You're only making yourself miserable.
All right. I won't mention his name again. Let's talk about the scenery. They have some lovely mountains up here, haven't they?
Yes, indeed. And very famous. There's Ben Nevis, Ben Louis, and right over there is Ben Lomond.
Why do they have to name all the mountains after Ben?
Well, you must admit there's a resemblance.
Write him a postcard.
Don't you dare.
But you told me I took what he said the wrong way.
Oh, well, nevertheless, it won't hurt him to suffer a little. Oh, Bibi, I almost forgot. I told Mr. Hamilton something that wasn't true.
Oh, well, after all, what's a pretty little white lie?
Well, this one wasn't pretty, and it wasn't little. It was big and horrible.
What do you mean?
I told him I was Mrs. Ben Lyon.
Oh, sorry.
You go ahead and register. Barbara and I'll bring the luggage in.
Fine, son. Come on, Angela. You stick with me.
All right, Papa Ben.
Pardon me. Are you the receptionist?
Yes, sir. McTavish is the name. And this is Mr. Hamilton, the manager.
How do you do?
Oh, glad to meet you. My name is Lyon. Miss Aggie McDonald telephoned and reserved some rooms for me.
Oh, yes, sir. I have your reservations right here.
Richard, put the luggage down here.
Okay, boss lady.
Ouch! Not on my foot.
Oh, sorry, sweetheart.
Well, here we are. A double room for the two young ladies, a single room for the young man, and a double room for you, sir.
That's right.
Pardon me, but why do you need a double room? Are you expecting someone else?
Yes, but don't tell my wife.
What?
No, you see, I want to surprise her. Now, what room is Mrs. Ben Lyon in?
You mean you're her husband?
Well, what do you think I am, a father? Don't you answer that?
Just to clarify the situation, he's my father, and this is my brother Richard.
Oh, please. How do you do? And this young lady is Miss Angela Ferguson.
How do you do?
Ferguson? What a lovely Scottish name. Young man, may I say you're very fortunate to have such a charming friend?
Oh, we're not friends. We're going to be married.
Richard!
You've a funny way of putting it, but I know what you mean.
Mr. Hamilton, will you have Mrs. Lyon's luggage sent up to my room?
Certainly, sir.
But for goodness sakes, don't tell her. She doesn't know we're here.
Oh, then I imagine she'll get quite a shock when she sees your father's face.
Oh, no, she's used to it by now.
Another crack like that and you'll get a spank in the kilt.
I meant she was used to your surprises.
Well, it won't be a surprise if she walks in and sees us here. We better get up to our rooms.
Here's your keys. Rooms 30, 31, and 32.
Oh, thanks. Oh, do you think you can bring Mrs. Lyon to my room in about an hour?
Just leave it to me, sir.
Thanks. Well, come on, kids. Let's go.
Let's see now. Mrs. Lyon was one of those ladies who booked in last night, wasn't she?
Aye. She was the fat one with the blondish hair.
Uh-huh. She told me she'd been married twice. This must be her second husband. Oh, imagine those two being married.
What's so surprising about it?
It's the first time I've ever seen a husband and wife who look old enough to be each other's parents.
McTavish, I'll no have you making derogatory remarks about our guests.
Phoebe, that walk's given me a wonderful appetite for lunch. Will you go in and order?
All right, Florrie.
I'll be with you in a moment. I want to see if there's any mail for us.
Here comes Mrs. Lyon now. Be careful what you say to her.
I will, sir.
Mr. McTavish, is there anything in this morning's post for Miss McNeil or me?
No, madam, but I've something to tell you.
Really? What is it?
If you'll come upstairs with me after lunch, you'll get a big surprise.
I beg your pardon.
Well, McTavish means that there'll be a pleasant surprise waiting for you in room 32.
Oh, I see. What is it?
Well, I promised I wouldn't tell. It's a secret.
How exciting. Very well. I'll see you after lunch.
Quick, man. Get a page to take our luggage up to room 32.
Yes, sir. This is room 32, madam. But I'm afraid we're a wee bit early.
Oh, it's charming. What's my baggage doing here?
Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to tell you now. You'll be happy to know that your husband's arrived.
What?
Aye, I spoke to him just before lunch.
My husband's been dead for 11 years.
He certainly looks it. You mean you haven't got a husband?
Certainly not.
Well, madam, it looks as if the so-called gentleman who had your luggage sent up has evil intentions.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, oh. Oh, how dreadful. He must be a wolf.
Aye, madam, and this is a respectable hotel. I'll tell the page boy to return your luggage to your room.
Well, are you staying here until I see it leave? Is this phone connected?
Uh-huh, it is.
Good.
Hotel switchboard.
Operator, give me room 14, please.
Very good, madam.
Well, I'll away and get the page boy. You just wait till the manager hears about this.
Hello?
Phoebe, it's me. There's a wolf loose in this hotel.
A wolf?
Yes, and the beast was actually planning to force his attentions on me.
Honestly, women just aren't safe anymore. Who is this fiend?
I don't know, but he claims he's my husband.
My goodness, he must be crazy.
What?
I mean, to claim he's married to you.
Yes.
Oh, Phoebe, where are...
Florrie!
Ben! Good heavens, it's you. When did you get here?
About an hour ago. I told the manager to send Bibi up here.
Well, that explains it. You wait till I tell her. Hello, Bibi.
Florrie, who were you talking to?
Darling, I have a wonderful surprise for you. You know that wolf I told you about?
Yes.
He's wearing lion's clothing.
What? Florrie, what did you say?
Yes, it's Ben. Bibi, come over to room 32 right away.
Oh, I'll be there right away.
Now, look, Florrie, about that misunderstanding I had with Bibi.
I know. We both realized it was all a mistake.
Good. It seems as if there's been a little mix-up here, too.
Yes. That silly fathead McTavish actually thought you and I were married. Can you imagine that?
I'd rather not.
For once, I agree with you. Just the thought of being your wife makes me glad I'm single.
Ben, darling, is it really you?
Well, if it isn't, somebody else is wearing my clothes. Surprised, darling?
Oh, yes, sweetheart.
You didn't really think I could stay away from you, did you?
No, not really. When Florrie told me there was a dirty old man up here, I should have known it was you.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, I should have known you were the one who arranged this wonderful surprise.
Yes, the crafty, sloppy old thing.
There he is, Mr. Hamilton. I knew you'd want a word with the scoundrel.
I certainly do. Look here, Mr. Lyon, if that is your real name.
It is, and I'd like to explain.
You needn't bother. It's perfectly obvious what you were up to.
Aye, but you're not getting away with it. I've arranged to have this baggage removed.
You leave Mrs. Wainwright alone.
That kind of joke will only make matters worse.
Indeed it will.
Oh, Mr. Hamilton.
Aye, Miss McNeil.
When they take Mrs. Wainwright's luggage down, you can send mine up here.
What?
Mr. Hamilton, you don't seem to understand the situation.
And I should think not.
Come on, Angela. Hello.
Surprise.
Surprise. Oh, how wonderful. Kids, I didn't know you were here.
One moment, Miss McNeil.
Did you call her Miss McNeil?
I take it you all know this woman.
Know her? She's our mother.
It's the last straw. I want you all out of my hotel in 5 minutes.
Why? What's happened?
I said 5 minutes. Come, McTavish.
Aye, sir.
Well, where do we go now?
No place around here, that's for sure. This news will spread like wildfire.
Wait a minute. I know a wonderful spot where we can spend our holiday.
Where, Pa?
Believe me, you'll all love it.
All right, but before we go, I'm going to give that manager a piece of my mind.
Honey, you can't split anything that small. Come on, let's get packed. Well, here we are, folks.
Then is this the place you were talking about?
Yes, what do you think of it?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. And what a lovely garden.
And the food's marvelous.
I think we can get in, Pop?
Oh, I don't think we'll have any trouble.
Well, go ahead and ring the bell, dear.
Wait a minute. I can hear someone coming. Oh, pardon me, madam. Have you any rooms available?
Of course. Welcome home, everybody.
You know something? It's much nicer to spend a holiday at home.
Aye, and much cheaper.
That was Life with the Lyons, with Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Doris Rogers, Angela Ferguson, Arthur Lawrence, and John Fuller. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block and Phoebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.